we know we are lovable and good enough. M. Scott Pett illustrates the point through a story of meeting a classmate at his high school at the age of 15. The following are his reflections after a conversation with his friend. Quote, "I suddenly realized that for the entire 10-minute period from when I had first seen my acquaintance until that very moment, I had been totally self-preoccupied. For the 2 or 3 minutes before we met, all I was thinking about was the clever things I might say that would impress him. During our 5 minutes together, I was listening to what he had to say only so I might turn it into a clever rejoinder. I watched him only so that I might see what effect my remarks were having upon him. And for the 2 or 3 minutes after we separated, my sole thought content was those things I could have said that might have impressed him even more. I had not cared a whit for my classmate." End quote. What is most startling in reading a detailed explanation of what goes on beneath the iceberg at the age of 15 is that the same dynamics continue into the 20s, 30s, 50s, 70s, and 90s. We remain trapped in living a pretend life out of an unhealthy concern for what other people think. The deeply entrenched false self, inside and outside the church. Consider the two following examples. While only the second one claims to be a follower of Christ, the core issues in their lives are not that different. The tragedy is that for the Christian, years of following Christ did not change her false self. It remained deeply entrenched and untouched by the power of the gospel. Joe DiMaggio. One of my heroes growing up was Joe DiMaggio, a baseball player for the New York Yankees. Although he played for my dad's generation, stories and legends...